This Monday is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Of course, as always, a lot of events and activities around our community to mark the occasion. Martin Luther King Day, also a day of service, so a lot of service projects out there, too. This Friday, tomorrow, Chapel Hill Town employees will hold a special staff-only celebration marking the day, annual tradition going back 18 years. Earlier today, in honor of the day, a group of Chapel Hill Town employees planted two October glory red maple trees at the Airport Gardens Public Housing Community on MLK Boulevard, part of an ongoing beautification project. UNC hosting a week of events to commemorate the day, beginning on Sunday with the annual MLK Banquet, 6 p.m. in the Friday Center. Monday, we'll have a bunch of activities beginning at 7 o'clock in the morning with a day of service 5K at the Old Well, and then the annual rally and march down Franklin Street. Beginning at Peace and Justice Plaza at 9 a.m., everyone will walk down Franklin Street to Roberson Street, Historic First Baptist Church, and the march will conclude with a worship service at 11 o'clock. And at Durham Central Park on Foster Street in Durham, Book Harvest's Dream Big Book Drive, always a huge annual event on MLK Day. This is going to be from 1 to 4 p.m. They are looking for books to distribute to kids in the area. They collect thousands of them. And joining us now is the operations manager of Book Harvest, Danielle Berman, and her son, Luke Jackson. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having us.
So, Danielle, how big of an event is this every single year?
It is a huge celebration. It's a huge book drive. It's a huge party. It's a celebration of community and literacy. Last year, we had about 750 people join us in the course of the afternoon. So it's a great big party, and we love to have as many people there as we can get there.
Is this the biggest event that Book Harvest does every year?
This is our biggest event each year. Yeah, last year during this book drive, we brought in 25,000 books in the course of the afternoon. So for us, that translates to weeks and weeks and weeks worth of full bookshelves in the Triangle. So it's a huge event for us.
So let's go back a second. What actually is Book Harvest for people who don't know?
So at Book Harvest, we have probably the simplest mission of any nonprofit you will ever hear. We know that kids need books. Research tells us that the most important factor for kids' academic success is whether or not they own books. Unfortunately, 61% of American children living in poverty do not own any books. So our goal is to make sure that all kids in the Triangle have books of their own in their homes. We want to make sure kids have bookshelves and bedside tables and rooms full of books with stories to grow up with.
And so important all year long, but we'll always talk about how important it is to stay sort of mentally active during the summer months when you're not getting books from school. You've got to have books
right.
at home, and
right.
so few kids often do. So
right.
very, very important. So the last four Dream Big Book Drives have brought in 85,000 books. And this year, it used to be at Carolina Theater, and now it's at an even bigger location, too.
That's right. We are moving to Central Park this year, which we're really, really excited about. If you've ever been down there to Central Park, it's a great event. There's great outdoor space. It'll be a little bit of a chilly day, but we have so much going on, and we'll be so busy. We're not too worried about that. We have lots of space there for people to be involved, for families to show up. So it gives us a lot of room to grow there.
So if you got books for kids, there's no better place to bring them than to Durham Central Park. Again, 501 Foster Street in Durham. Martin Luther King Jr. Day this Monday from 1 to 4 p.m. It's the Dream Big Book Drive put on by Book Harvest every single year. Again, hundreds of people come and bring books. Hundreds of people are also there volunteering. You said, 300 volunteers every single year, right?
That's right. We're expecting about 300 volunteers this year. All those books that come in get sorted and stickered and counted and boxed and ready to go out to our kids. So there's lots of work to do that day. So it's sort of a combination of celebration and party and lots of work, many hands making light work, chipping in and getting the work done.
And one of those volunteers is Luke Jackson, who's also here. Luke, what's your role going to be in all this?
I'm going to be doing a little bit of a lot of things. I'm going to be helping sorting books, signing in volunteers and signing in donations, and moving books in boxes onto trucks where they can go out to Book Harvest Warehouse so they can go out to kids.
Awesome. How old are you?
I'm 12.
How long have you been volunteering with Book Harvest?
I've been volunteering for about a year and a half or 2 years now.
Awesome. What's it like?
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it can be some hard work sometimes, but you're having so much fun that it doesn't feel like work at all.
I can imagine the loading the books out of the truck has got to be difficult.
Yeah, it can be.
You might be stronger than I am. So
you've got a big box of board books. It can be tricky.
So what was it like last year? You volunteered last year at this.
Last year was so much fun. It was a beautiful day. So many people came out. Got to meet Wooly Bull and Maki the Lemur from the Duke Lemur Center. There were food trucks. The Durham mayor spoke, and it was just a lot of fun.
And Danielle, is all of that going to be there again this year?
Yeah, we're looking forward. We'll have, like Luke said, we'll have Wooly Bull, Maki the Lemur, and we also have Ranger Baldy will be there, and they'll be interacting with kids and getting in on the fun. We're excited to have a new food truck in the Triangle called Captain Cookie and the Milkman, baking fresh cookies.
Sold.
So, you know, cookies and milk and books and kids, it's a perfect combination, we think. We'll have a photo booth. The Scrap Exchange is coming to do some crafts with kids. So come with books, but stay to participate in all that fun stuff, our photo booth, things like that. It's a great sort of family event. If you know Central Park at all, there's a great playground. There's a lot to do while you're there, in addition to bringing books and helping out.
It's a big, fun event to experience, but also a great cause. And we always talk about Martin Luther King Jr. Day as a day on, not a day off, a day of service. There's really no better way to contribute than through the Book Harvest Dream Big Book Drive, which just got recognized by, and we're speaking with Danielle Berman and Luke Jackson, by the way, who are going to be working on this, just got recognized by the town of Carrboro.
That's right.
Yeah.
The mayor of Carrboro declared Monday the Book Harvest Dream Big Book Drive Day, which is a mouthful, but that's really exciting for us.
We've been talking about this all week long, and everyone who comes in is like, "Oh man, the Book Harvest Dream Big 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 Big."
It's a mouthful.
Get through it, yeah. But it's a.
Yep.
It is it's a great event. So, how did that come about, the declaration from the town of Carrboro? That had to have been a huge boost.
This is the second year, actually, that she has done that. And so it's just a recognition of our service to the Triangle. We serve all of our books are and our service projects are local, so all the books come from our local community and they go back to kids in our local community in Durham, Chapel Hill, and Carrboro. So it's a recognition of the impact on the community and our partnerships with the communities we serve.
Awesome. So bookharvestnc.org is the website if you want to get online and learn more about Book Harvest as an organization, the Dream Big Book Drive. And we've been talking about the book drive itself that takes place on MLK Day every year, and those have brought in 85,000 books. But this organization has existed for only 4 years, and in those 4 years, you've collected 340,000 books for kids to take home, which is incredible.
Right. Yeah, it started with a small dream in our founder, Ginger Young's garage in 2011, and with the support of the community, it has just taken off. So it's exciting to be part of that.
I hope she has a large garage.
We're not in her garage anymore. We've long outgrown that.
Oh, man. So for people who want to get involved, I know you've got the volunteers who are coming in already, so you're just mostly looking for people to come by with books. What kinds of books, what age range, any particular needs people want to bring books to you?
Yeah, that's a great question. We serve kids from birth all the way through high school. So any book that's appropriate for a child is appropriate for us, new or gently used. We like to tell volunteers that or people who bring in books that if it looks like a book a child would pick off a shelf, it's good enough for us. So all those age ranges. If you are going out shopping for books and want to pick out just exactly what we need, the things we need most of all the time are books for our youngest kids, so mm-hmm. those board books for babies and preschoolers. We also love getting books that are bilingual or in Spanish. That's a huge need in our community that we can never get enough of. So
absolutely.
Those are great, but any contribution that's a book for a child, we will make sure we'll go to a child.
New books, used books,
yep.
gently used
gently
books,
used,
I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
Exactly.
So bookharvestnc.org is the website. Again, this is going to be at Durham Central Park, new location this year, 501 Foster Street in Durham, Monday from 1 to 4 p.m. They are looking for your donations, and it is a really, really terrific organization. Luke, I'm going to let you have the last word. You're 12, so if anyone is looking to donate the perfect book for someone who is about 11, 12, 13 years old, what's your recommendation that they should go to the bookstore and get?
There are a lot of great books out there for middle school age kids, but one of the ones that gets snapped up most is Diary of a Wimpy Kid. We get a lot of donations of those, and those fly off the shelves. So that is a great one for kids to pick up.
So there's your recommendation. If you have absolutely no idea what to get, head to the bookstore and pick that up. But again, they're looking for donations for kids from 0 up to 18, especially those younger kids, the preschool age, the toddlers as well. So any donation, more than accepted, and it's a really great way to contribute to the community, as is Book Harvest in general. BookHarvestNC.org is the website. It's from 1 to 4 p.m. on Monday, Durham Central Park, Foster Street in Durham. Luke, Danielle, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for inviting us.